A second time he came to the door, and again he ran back. A third time he repeated his performance. The fourth time, before he had time to lose his courage, he grasped the knocker and made a faint sound with it. He waited, and waited, and waited. Finally, after a full half hour, a top-floor window, the house had four stories, opened, and Pinocchio saw a large snail look out. A tiny light glowed on top of her head.
"Who knocks at this late hour?"
she called.
"Is the fairy home?" asked the Marionette.
"The fairy is asleep and does not wish to be disturbed. Who are you?"
"It is I."
"Who's I?"
"Pinocchio."
"Who is Pinocchio?"
"The Marionette, the one who lives in the fairy's house."
"Oh, I understand,"
said the snail.
"Wait for me there. I'll come down to open the door for you.
Hurry, I beg of you, for I am dying of cold."
"My boy, I am a snail, and snails are never in a hurry."
An hour passed, 2 hours, and the door was still closed. Pinocchio, who was trembling with fear and shivering from the cold rain on his back, knocked a second time, this time louder than before. At that second knock, a window on the third floor opened, and the same snail looked out.
"Dear little snail," cried Pinocchio from the street, "I have been waiting 2 hours for you, and 2 hours on a dreadful night like this are as long as 2 years. Hurry, please."
"My boy,"
answered the snail in a calm, peaceful voice,
"my dear boy, I am a snail, and snails are never in a hurry."
And the window closed. A few minutes later midnight struck, then 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and the door still remained closed. Then Pinocchio, losing all patience, grabbed the knocker with both hands, fully determined to awaken the whole house and street with it. As soon as he touched the knocker, however, it became an eel and wiggled away into the darkness.
"Really," cried Pinocchio, blind with rage, "if the knocker is gone, I can still use my feet.